farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government moving to bolster protection of the country's fishing territory. We tell you more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government intends to do more to safeguard the country's territorial waters against poaching. Mr. Holness says the fishing jurisdiction is an important economic zone that, if properly protected and tapped into, can contribute significantly to the country's growth and development.
The economic space that is under Jamaican jurisdiction is 25 times the size of our landmass. There is significant economic value within that economic zone, which we have not tapped fully.
The Prime Minister was speaking with journalists following a recent tour of the Rainforest Seafoods facility in Kingston. The company is the Caribbean's largest supplier of premium quality fish and seafood to domestic and foreign markets. Mr. Holness says securing the country's natural resources will enable companies such as Rainforest Seafoods to thrive.
Government has to support firms in growing by creating the regulatory and business support environment. We have to help you in the creation of markets by using our foreign policy to ensure that brand Jamaica is still recognized and still dominant, that gives us entry, and to ensure that if there are obstacles, that the government works in a diplomatic way to have those removed, and to ensure that the resources on which you rely on are secured. And I think we can have an excellent partnership.
In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of Rainforest Seafoods, Brian Jardim, says plans are in place to expand the Montego Bay operations, which will result in over 100 persons being employed and the development of a port docking facility.
It triples our storage capacity, which allows us to produce and store.
Mr. Jardim says the move will facilitate the expansion of exports.
We're about to build a plant in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. CARICOM is significant to us both as a supply source and as a market.
Chief Executive Officer of Rainforest Seafoods, Brian Jardim. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Boss send monkey, monkey send him tail. Translation, boss sends monkey, monkey sends his tail. And this means inconsiderate delegation of duties.
Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the PICA Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, July 30 between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. PICA Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, July 30, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary.
Contraceptives, including the condom, can assist you and your partner to delay having a baby within the next 6 to 12 months. Visit your clinic or private doctor to discuss the many benefits of dual method use. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.